Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of What Women Want in Tech. And today, I really like our topic. We're going to be talking about how strong, independent women need dependable gadgets. We're going to be talking about the MatePad 11 and how all of the pretty ladies on this episode have been using it. And maybe it's something that's right for you as well. But first, introductions. Let's go. Who wants to start?
Hey guys, I'm Leia from Unbox PH, and sabi nga ni Isa, today we'll be talking about gadgets that we need to stay independent and strong and powerful. So ngayon, we want you to know us better na hindi lang kami content creators. Like in my case, I'm a content creator, but I'm also a business person. So, hi guys, and I'm here with my favorite tech ladies. Sino sunod? Liz.
Ooh. Yes, and hi guys, this is Liz of Liz Tech. Yes. I am also a dependent to any dependable tech products, especially na pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And of course, I'm a tech content creator / hands-on mom. So, sa mga hindi nakakaalam, yes, I'm a mom now. And
yes!
Woohoo! Yes. So,
Liz, dito mo lang ba yan?
Okay. Sinabi ni Liz yan, di ba? For everybody to
yes,
know.
Yes.
Baby reveal. Baby reveal.
Yes!
Mag-second na. Okay, so yes, yun. Pag-uusapan natin yan kung ano yung mga natutulong ng mga dependable tech products dito sa natin. Ah, isa lang
po. Mary.
Pag-uusapan. Yes.
Yan. So, hi everyone. It's your tech girl, Mary Bautista. So, I am also a full-time content creator. And to those who doesn't know yet, I am actually a jewelry curator. Actually, meron akong separate account for all my jewelry. I'm not sure if you guys are following me na doon, pero yeah, it's a private account. So, I'll be sharing
natin.
It na lang. Yes, correct.
Makita so, mga ginto ni course, Mary kasi kaya private.
Yes. Oh, so Isa naman.
Yeah, so ayun nga, like all of these pretty ladies here, I am a full-time content creator, but as some of you already know, prior to that I was a tech journalist and I still somehow continue with that hat on because I also run a website. So we cover tech, we cover lifestyle, hopefully soon travel, but yun nga, aside from creating tech content, that's also something that I spend my time on. And it's actually pretty interesting. Oh. I think for the very first time, a lot of us here are talking about things that we don't usually talk about aside of ourselves, yes. That we don't talk about. And I feel like, you know, it's something that we should be open to, how different people have this different aspects of their lives, different interests. It's not just what you see, but also yung different sides of us, no? I like that.
Yes.
The truth is, while minsan kasi when you watch videos ng mga content creators, you think ang dali ng buhay, di ba? Nagsalita lang in front of the camera. But the truth is, being a content creator is already taxing. There's a lot of work put into a single video. But on top of that, sabi nga ni Isa, like ako, I have a business. I mean, on top of this, I work with people. I talk to brands also. I talk to other content creators. And it by itself is already a full-time job. And to be honest, I cannot imagine doing it kung mano-mano. So I always really, I heavily rely on gadgets. And right now, I've been really appreciating the MatePad 11 because it can keep up with me. As in, tsaka maliit siya guys. Maliit din ako. Di ba compatible kami?
Yeah. You know what? Like, I love gadgets and I always say this. Yung gadgets that I can manage, meaning I can carry around, I can take with me, but also are powerful enough to answer my needs, diba? I always say yung perfect in between nung kaya kong ilagay sa bag, kaya kong bitbitin, and yet kaya niyang sagutin lahat ng needs ko. That's the sweet spot for me.
Yes.
So, for this particular gadget, sige nga, pag-usapan natin some of our favorite features. Umpisahan natin kay Mary. Ano yung talagang na-appreciate mo? I know, kaka-review mo rin lang nung tablet na yan. So,
Actually, Leia, tama ka doon. I just shoot my review for the MatePad 11 for my YouTube channel. And I also reviewed yung kanilang MatePad Pro 12.6 inch, yung big brother niya. Na of course, mas malaki and medyo mas mahal. But for today, we will be talking about the MatePad 11. And one of my favorite features of the MatePad 11 is the 120Hz full view display. Actually, it's a Huawei full view display, diba? Very specific talaga. And the thing that I like about this tablet, for its price na 26,999 pesos kasi, you are getting a high, actually, it's the highest refresh rate you can get on a tablet right now. I know there are tablets na may 120Hz, pero for the price, ha, it's only like 27,000. Yes. Mm-hmm. I know it's an LCD display, and it's not everyone's cup of tea, pero I do think it's the perfect balance. Kasi nga, kahit na LCD panel siya, hindi siya nagkakaroon ng screen bleeding. Yun yung gusto ko sa kanya. So, yung pinaka-bezels niya, walang itim or walang gap. And that's what I like about sa mga LCD panels na ganito. So, yeah, yun yung isa sa pinaka-gusto ko sa kanya. The 120Hz Huawei Full View Display. How about you guys?
You know, that means lang when you use this tablet, it's a super smooth experience. You know, you don't experience glitches, stutters. And, you know, for a lot of us, ako, personally, one of my guilty things when I work is I multitask a lot. Like, ako yung friend na when you check the windows open, medyo mo OC ka.
I can attest to that. Oh diba? My God, Isa.
Diba? So, you know, I love that because, again, ako na lang, even when I'm researching something, like if you're writing an article or if you're writing a script, just changing between windows and changing between tabs, like that's a very taxing activity. And you know, when you have a smooth screen, it just makes it all the more seamless. Alam mo yon? Like, it helps with the workflow, really. It's one of those things na you don't really think about, but then when it's there, you sort of really feel it.
When it's not there, you miss it and you look for it. Yeah. In short, spoiled ka na for life. Ganun lang talaga yon. Kasi ganun people talaga tend to think 120Hz is really just for gaming. But that's not the case. Ako, I'm not a gamer, but I really appreciate the smoothness kasi I can be a bit, should I say, impatient? Tama ka, Isa eh. Oo, alam mo yung minsan ang daming laman ng utak mo tapos naghihintay ka gumalaw.
Oh,
I know,
no,
it may seem like a spoiled thing, but heck, if you can get spoiled for like 27,000 pesos, why not?
Saka it for won't me, break it's a the big bank. Thing. Kasi when you're thinking, when you're on the work mode, like anything that disrupts the flow of what you're thinking, sira. Like ako especially when I'm typing down scripts or if I'm writing an article, it has to be dire-diretso. Otherwise, I lose my train of thought. And I have to stop and pause and like regroup, right? So, it's one of those things talaga na big deal for me.
Yes. And sa aking part din, you know, as a mom na merong toddler na maliit lang pasensya, kailangan ko mag-provide sa kanya ng ganitong klaseng MatePad na sobrang ganda ng display, smooth, and of course, itong maganda sa kanya kasi may blue light protection siya. And diba, right, magandang yeah factor yun kapag may toddler ka, lalo na sa mga moms na nakikinig ngayon or nanonood ngayon. Mahalaga talaga na yung mga gadget na pinapagamit natin sa mga anak natin. That's is true. Merong blue light protection para safe din sa mata ng bata while nanonood sila na mga stories, movies, educational videos, ganun. So, yeah.
Or everyday Netflixing. Yes. Netflix and chilling. Wow, Netflix and chill. But yeah, I mean, ooh, watching, you know, it's also an elevated experience coming from a smartphone. Because ako nasanay ako na, you know, I don't even watch on TVs. I watch YouTube. I watch all these videos, movies on a phone. But since you have a bigger screen and a good one at that, diba?
Like, the bigger, the better.
Yes, yes. Uh-oh.
Isa.
But,
boy, grabe tawa ni.
Oo nga eh, parang what? But, you know what? Honestly, guys, ang natutuwa ako sa kanya because considering how light and portable it is, yung sabi mo kanina, Isa, na it's a perfect balance. The screen is 10.9 inches. So it's really big enough for you to enjoy your shows, your favorite YouTube programs. Like and subscribe sa mga channels namin, guys. Dahil, di ba, paborito nyo naman kami. Yung gano'n.
Yun naman na, oh. Wow.
Yes. Ayun. But it's a big thing kasi for me na I can use it for work, and at the same time, when I'm feeling tired, minsan kasi I just need to declog my brain a bit, so I just have to watch something funny on YouTube or what.
Yes.
It can handle that. Na hindi ko sinasara, according nga si Isa, hindi ko minsan sinasara yung work window ko, lumilipat lang ako ng window, and yet, kaya niya. So yun, but you know what, for me, aside from the screen, one thing I really appreciate here is the M-Pencil. It's very,
yes, you
call me old school. May thing ako, gusto ko na susulat.
And then paper. Nako, Lea, it's because we're the stationary generation.
Yes!
Aminin mo, tayo growing up. Like, we had a love affair with nice notebooks, nice paper, nice pens. Diba, tayo pa yung nagko-collect ng mga letter, yung mababango na, ah.
I'm
completely making booking our age, but it's really that, and I totally get that. I just had to agree. Kailangan pencil.
Actually, kasi usually people would opt to type. Ako, for some reason, kailangan may pencil ako. Tapos feeling ko, I think you may sense yon, Isa, na I never got over my stationaries as a kid na hanggang ngayon. Dinala ko lang siya sa tech.
And sabi mo, Mary, sorry. Next site kami sa stationery.
Alam nyo, relate naman ako dyan kasi naabutan ko yung stationery days. So, speaking of the M-Pencil, no? Etong M-Pencil second generation kasi, the thing about this, if you will be pre-ordering it, I don't want to oversell it, but if you will be getting the MatePad 11 during their pre-order period, you will be getting it as a free. And of course,
nice.
Yung kanilang smart folio keyboard.
Ooh.
So imagine you're like saving a total of, sabihin na lang natin, 17 to 18,000 pesos worth of freebies. So, diba?
That's going the way.
Yes. Which is always better talaga to buy during the pre-order period. Not just the Mate 11, but all the other dependable gadgets that we are planning to buy in the future.
So, kung si Lea and love sa pen, ako, like, mas, yung workflow ko kasi is like this. When I am typing a script, it has to be typed. Parang, meron akong thing naman in my head na parang hindi siya work pag hindi ko siya tinatype. So, pag scripts or breakdown, kasi ako, like, I need to declutter my brain. So, I need to type it down. I need to put it on paper. So, ang workflow ko niyan is, I write down scripts, and then, I use the pencil to edit. So, parang nagpo-proofread ka. And like, to me, it's such a cathartic experience na parang nafe-feel mo yung ginagawa mo. And so, I don't know. It's just, these accessories make the MatePad a very versatile device. So I really, really like that in gadgets in general.
For me, pinakagamit nga sa akin talaga M-Pencil because I sign a lot of contracts. I mean, it's part of my business person.
Thanks, Lea. Char.
Kasi nahahassle ako yung kailangan mong, I know you can do it naman, di ba, sa mga PDF readers or what, pero mas gusto ko yung sinusulat ko talaga siya, nagsasign ako, parang feel ko mas legit. I know it's all in my head. But it's just so much easier na kahit PDF yan, you sign it, you can sign every page as I usually do. Very simple. So yun, I just, natatawa lang ako, meron akong bad habit na na-carry ko, yung pencil na kinakagat ko.
Oh my God, girl!
Umaapin na lang ako! I know, I try. Sayang kawawang ngipin ko, but yeah. I'm just saying, it's para siyang, I know it's a small accessory, and I appreciate pala na it's something that you can just, what do you call this? Nag-recharge siya automatically, diba? Kasi,
well, you know, when I first discover that, it blew my mind. Naalala ko yung very first MatePad ko. Ayan, hawak ni Mary. She's yun. Showing it right now. I remember that. I was like, paano tong pencil na to? I-connect, i-charge, ilahat. Tapos, na-realize ko that you just stick it onto the side and it's there and it works. And I, like, sobrang mind-blown ako. Like, nahuyo ako ng mga stationery. Like, huyo ate. Parang ganyan talaga. I was like, convenient naman. Yeah.
Pero sabi mo, Isa, ikaw ginagamit mo talaga yung keyboard. How's your whole experience with that? How does it compare to an actual keyboard?
So, okay, ang ayaw ko kasing like parang keyboard things, yung meron yung sobrang, they call it parang very portable. I don't even remember yung mga last na, I'm talking about previous experiences with it. Dati ayoko yung very, yung parang siyang matte, tapos you don't feel anything. There's no tactile feel.
Ayoko noon.
So parang with this, I feel like, again, it's a perfect balance because I can feel myself typing, you know. And then when you don't need it, you're fine. Like, there's no overthinking it eh. You put it in your bag if you have the folio on and then you can type. But I also love the fact that if I don't have the folio on and I want to type, I can just use the tablet. And ang laking bagay talaga nun for me because ako talaga, ever since dati, I don't know, chuck it to my time as a law student, pero may thing ako about working in coffee shops, you will always find me trying to work at, pre-pandemic of course, right? Ngayon, I bring my stuff to the garden, to the lanai, and I type there. And it's just such a nice clutter-free, how do I put it, lived work environment. Yeah. Ang arte ng pagkalagay, no? But like, literally, I just like working out and having tools to do that. And with the folio, parang I feel like that puts me into the zone more. Ako talaga, pag nagtatype ako, that gets me in the mood. And I like that. And I liked how, like, ayan si Mary nagtatype, no?
Wait lang, kasi may gusto akong i-share. As someone who doesn't really draw, binabash ako ni Jason kasi parang lagi niya sinasabi, what is the need for you to buy a pencil? Parang yung M-Pencil second generation nga. Eh, I don't draw naman. Sabi ko, as someone who loves to, you know, collect jewelry, gusto kong dinadrawing ko yung pinapa-customize ko. So every time that, yes. So every time I have to send an idea doon sa, syempre, alahero, you have to, diba, to draw. Guys, wala akong papel at ballpen sa studio. Yun ang nakakapagtaka. So sabi ko, may M-Pencil naman eh. So, yun yung use niya.
Oh my
so,
God, Mary girl!
Mag-drawing.
Mary girl, yes? We've done this. Like, we've sent photos to each other, drawing, like, diba? Jewelry we were looking for. Yung pala yung ginagamit mo ikaw, ah. Kaya yung pala yes. Sabi ko, ba't may pa-drawing-drawing pa siya? But hindi ko na, gagawin ko nga yun. Good job. Sige, thanks for the suggestion.
Yes, yun nga. The M-Pencil isn't just for yung mga professional artists. Although, of course, ano, it's may ibang use sa kanila. I guess extra for them yon. But even for us, na ako personally, hindi naman talaga ako gifted sa ganyang sa visual arts. Pero kasi yung mga ideas ko, sometimes I just want to put yung workflow na may mga arrows ako and all. It helps declog my brain.
Leia, same. Oh my gosh, same. Like, ako, sometimes, merong tawag dyan when we were younger. Yung mapping, idea mapping. Yeah,
exactly.
I do that. Whether it be for an article, for a review video kahit script, or whether it be like our game plan for the website, planning, diba? That's something
I do. Helps visualize mo siya like that. Eh. Tapos you can use different colors para, awan ko, gusto ko kasi ako makulay ang buhay, parang ganun. So there, it's really very helpful. So, ngayon nalaman ko si Mary pala, nagdo-draw ng kanyang designs.
Yes.
Napaisip ako, ano bang pwede ko
ipapasok? Oh, girl! Oo. Gusto ko yung ako yung na-excite para sa kanya. Oo, check niyo yung stuff
kasi,
niya.
Kasi kayong dalawa yung sobra magbudulan eh. Pag iguusap kayo, parang pinagpapawisan na ako kung ano magkano nalabas sa akin.
Lalo na sa TikTok nila, grabe.
Grabe tong dalawa.
Madibis na tayo. Pero eh, like, I mean, bonding activity namin ni Marian eh. Like, any given yes. point, you should see our conversations. Yan talaga yan. Kahit, you know, even if we're not, it's not necessarily also just buying, but it's like the stuff we want, we're looking for, we're waiting for. Ayan, si Mary, lahat ng mga ideas niya sa mga ganyan. Like, it's, I don't know, it's, ako kasi parang the way I see it, it's something that connects me to people. Like, eto si Mary, alam mo, dyan lang sa mga hobbing ganyan, kaya kami super laging magkausap niyan. And like, it's one of the things that I really enjoy talking about now. Girl, sabi sa akin ni Joshua kanina, you say you're not good at math, but how come when it's jewelry, your math is perfect? Tapos parang ako.
You know, I have to say, Jamie says the same thing about me with money. Pagka nilagyan ako ng peso sign there or what, as in, biglang, uy, magaling na siya mag-math. Pero kung yung normal, parang nag-nosebleed na ako. I don't even know how I passed math in school, but...
Same! Well, if you're a student, same. You can compute with the M-Pen.
Correct.
So yun, at saka ako na-appreciate ko dito, it works like a small laptop. If you think about it, with a keyboard, it transforms into a portable laptop talaga. So in my case, kasi hindi ako streamer, you know how some streamers will have 2-3 monitors? I have no idea how the heck they do that. But in my case, I'm happy with just one monitor. But okay, on occasions when I feel I need, alam mo yung may kodigo ka dito, tapos habang nagsusulat ka, yung ganon, it helps to have that secondary screen. And then after, I pack it up para malinis na ulit yung workstation ko.
Mm-mm. Totoo. You know, I love how technology is now blurring the lines of what each specific tech can do. Kasi used to be dati, if you have a smartphone gamit lang. If you have a tablet, very specific use case lang. If you have a laptop, very specific use case lang. But now, you have technology like this MatePad, and you have all of these functionalities baked into one device. And depending on what gadgets you have, the accessories, you can also tailor it to your use case. I really like that.
Yes.
I think that pretty much leads to the third thing that I really appreciate. It's the entire ecosystem talaga. Diba? It makes everything so simple. Again, for an impatient person like myself, at least ito, there are less steps to connect things. And once they're connected, parang ang laking nawalang problema sa buhay ko.
Yeah. Dude, Huawei's multi-screen collab is really something that's blown my mind. Like, the first time I've ever tried it, I was like, you know, we get all these comments about people looking for these features, and we're like, it's here. It's literally here, and it works well. It allows you to connect to your devices, see these devices via your tablet. I mean, you also have Huawei Share. Like, yung kung ano man yung skinetch ni Mary sa kanyang iPad, ang bilis ilipat sa kanyang phone. Oo. Tapos i-send sa mga kaibigan niya, tulad natin. Tapos nabubudol na, ganyan. Diba? It's a seamless
Sobrang, sobrang agree ako sa iyo, Isa. Kasi the way every Huawei product is integrated, yung ecosystem nila ngayon, sobrang lakas. To the point that when you already have, like, let's just say 2 Huawei products, you're already in, so might as well, alam mo yon,
jump in.
Yes, start, and maybe, you know, kasi sa totoo lang, when you are part of a certain ecosystem, sobrang nakakagaan ng buhay. Lalo na if yung mga kasama mo rin is part of the ecosystem, because it's very easy to send and transfer files. Like, for example, you have the Huawei Nova 8, and then, kunwari, yung boyfriend mo, kunwari si Jason, has or is using the MatePad 11. So it's very easy talaga to transfer yung photos that I have from my Huawei smartphone to his tablet.
Airdrop, what do you call this? Send Send mo Huawei sa kanya.
I-share mo 10 million selfies.
Oh, hindi. Yung sa akin nga, parang, mag-scribble ka parang, Jason, kuha mo akong tubig. Tapos, share mo kay Jason.
Oh my gosh!
But actually, Isa,
nagawa mo na, no? Nagawa mo na, no?
You can mirror it. The way I use it, yung MatePad 11, minimirror ko siya through my Huawei MateBook na laptop. Pwede mo siyang i-mirror. So, habang nagdo-draw ka dito sa MatePad mo, nakikita doon sa laptop yung ginagawa mo. Wirelessly. This is wirelessly, which is very impressive.
Galing nga.
Yes. Ang cool.
Wireless is great. I hate wires.
Oh my gosh, Liz. Habang nag-homework si ano, baby. Sulat-sulat ka lang. Susulat siya mag-isa. Ay?
Oo nga eh.
Yun din yung hihilip. Actually, Liz, feeling ko yung mga, ano mo, mga Junakis mo, magiging techie din yan. In the long
sure.
run.
Yes.
Sure. Sure.
Baka papalitan na nga nila siguro ako soon. Oh, magaling pa silang mas magaling pang gumamit yung toddler ko sa akin.
Liz Tech 2.0. The digital age.
Ano to yung multi-screen nila na feature ba? Maganda yun kapag, kasi yung toddler ko, mahilig siya maraming nakikita sa screen, hindi lang yung isa. Kunwari, gusto niya mag-YouTube, dapat meron ding Spotify dito sa kabila. Parang ganun yung trip niya.
So, Liz, buti na lang, may kids corner yung MatePad. Oo, kasi perfect for your kids.
Yes, oo nga. Alam, toddler. Ngayon ko lang, sorry, wala kasing kid. Oo nga, no? Alam mo, I've never even checked out that kids corner. O kasi hindi pa kailangan.
Liz! Alam mo naman mag... Oh, alam Jamie, nyo? You can use this. Tapos kinids corner.
Minsan, may trip din ako noon nanonood ako sa kids corner. Kahit hindi naman ako bata. Wala na, nag-enjoy lang ako sa
bakit tayo? Bakit tayo nasa kids corner? Sige nga.
Yung Coco Melon, ayun.
You're wala right, eh. Nakikita ko siya. I just never bothered to tap on the icon. Tapos, na-realize ko lang, oh nga, no, meron nga.
Overused feature yan dito sa mga toddler talaga. Hilig silang manood ng mga ganyan. Na-enjoy nila.
So talagang, kahit na, ayan nga, which go, ano, drives a point na kahit na puro kami women dito, we use our tech differently.
Women, correct. Uy, pero loud din yung audio nila. Maganda kasi.
Ay, oo.
Oh, ano na yung pinapanood ng...
Alam, actually, it's quad speakers, no? Harman Kardon.
Yes, nga. Leia. Akala ko nga, yung MatePad 11, kasi nga syempre, it's the smaller version, akala ko magko-compromise yung speakers. Kasi nga, of course, the Pro version has quad buyer speakers as well. So, apat. Akala ko ito, mga dalawa lang, tatlo lang. Huawei did not change it. Quad buyer speakers pa rin siya, tapos Harman Kardon pa rin. And isa sa pinakamagandang feature ng MatePad 11 is yung audio niya. Panala talaga. Correct. So perfect for binge watching.
Have to agree. Tapos actually, gawain ko lately, pagka nag-work ako, gusto ko lang may background music. Party! Kasi sa bahay lang tayo, lol. Oh. Nababaliw na bahay na hindi naman. But it's like, it's nice kasi sometimes, while usually naka-headphones ako, pagka hindi naka-AC, medyo mainit. So, I just really want that new speakers. Unless, of course, you have the free buds, the free buds for, then, kompleto na ang ecosystem mo ng Huawei.
Siyempre, di ba, when you're watching with other people, like, you have, again, nandun ako sa may option ka with earbuds, may option ka na, you know, it still sounds good when you're watching with other people and you just wanna share the experience, right? Yes.
What do you guys think pala of Harmony OS on this device?
Alam mo, Harmony OS has come a long way from, you know, their, fine, technically not Harmony OS, right? But like, Huawei devices have come a long way and I like that they have their OS now because that means it's more optimized for their devices. Correct. You know, I always look up to the decision to put it in and say na parang, oh, ito na, and then we're giving you all, parang, how to explain this? Parang feeling ko, there's nowhere to go but up. Because now, you have the same people coming up with the hardware, you have the same people coming up with the software, and what that only leads us to better optimization.
Correct.
Alam mo yung mga little things na appreciate ko dito, like the dock na lahat ng mga madalas kong gamitin na apps, it's just there. May tendency kasi ako na honestly download ako ng download ng apps tapos ang kalat niya. So, at least the important ones in one look, I can, alam mo yon, madali makita. Bakit, Mary?
Nawawala yung pencil ko. Feeling ko kinuha na naman ang dog ko.
Kahit yung doggy mo, gusto nung pencil, oh, san pa kayo?
Magdodrawing dog siya.
Kasi I'm looking for the pencil kasi nga Leah mentioned the dog. Kasi meron akong favorite feature sa kanya na when you hover it, lalabas yung details nung app. Eh, yung pencil ko nawala bigla. So, parang I cannot show you right now.
Pero,
customize daw siya ng kanyang sariling accessories.
Wait, susulatan ka daw ni Doggy.
Pero alam nyo, since we are already talking about the Harmony OS, again, to those who are, it's their first time to hear this, ito yung bagong operating system ni Huawei. Yung Harmony OS, for me lang naman, based on my experience, pangatlo ko pa lang naman itong nakikita kasi I first saw it sa MatePad Pro, tapos pangalawa on their watch. I think Isa already also has the watch.
Yes.
Diba, girl, Harmony OS yes. din yun. And then pangatlo here dito sa MatePad 11 nga nila. Wala masyadong learning curve. It means na actually, from, di ba, Isa?
Yeah, actually, from EMUI to Harmony OS. Parang, nandun ka lang. And I always say that, the mark of good tech is when you use it, parang it's almost anticlimactic pa nga kasi wala kang learning curve. But that just means it's very intuitive.
Yeah.
It's very easy to learn. Yeah, that's a good point, Mary. I didn't think about that. Oo nga, no? Because I did review the last Huawei watch, and that was Harmony OS, pero parang halos walang learning curve. Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, the usual, I know we've experienced naman yung mga multi-window, but it enables us to multitask yung may different...
So na naman tayo sa windows na hindi sinasara.
Oo, lalo si Isa, favorite niyan. Pero in fairness, Isa, I don't know how... I'm not a doctor. I don't know how correct this is scientifically speaking, but I read a long time ago that women are better multitaskers than men because yung right and left hemisphere ng brains natin are connected with more nerves or something to that effect. So, I'm not saying mag-multitask kayo palagi, pero I'm just saying we do it better.
Hindi mo na kailangang sabihin kasi parang ginagawa naman. I can see by the faces of the girls in this chat that everyone's agreeing with the multitasking.
Alam nyo, we can attest to that. Si Jason, idol ako sa pagmamultitask. Siya, hindi niya kaya sabay-sabay. Sabi niya, pwede bang isa-isa lang? Sabi ko, ako kaya ko. Sabi niya, ikaw yon. Oh, okay.
Oh my God!
Pero yes, this tablet can keep up sa ganito naming mindset. So that says a lot about the capability of the tablet. So yon, ano? Ayun. Tapos,
alam the app, actually, the yes, app girl. Gallery, we forgot to talk about yung mga apps or how we were able to install or download the applications. Alam nyo,
ang laki ng...
Nandito yan eh. As in, parang...
Gusto ko si Mary nandito yan.
I mean, sa dami ng Huawei devices that I reviewed, parang hindi nawawala sa script sa utak ko yung the way you have to...
See, may multitasking sa utak niya. Tingnan mo si Mary, nagpa-podcast, pero sa utak niya, may outline yan. Yan ang tunay na multitasker.
May outline on how you can download the apps. Yeah. So, since nandito naman na rin tayo, I think si Leia, sobrang hilig niya sa banking apps. Kasi kailan sa work niyan, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, pero lahat yata ng banking apps, kailangan meron siya.
Ay, alam ko, oo, kasi ganito yun. Yung mga tao, minsan sasabihin, pwede kami mag-deposit sa bank lang na to. Minsan sa bank lang na to. Ito naman ako, bukas ako ng bukas ng bangko.
Ikaw yung nag-a-adjust.
Pero alam mo. At the end of the day, basta pumasok naman. Pero okay lang, sige.
Alam mo, sa totoo lang, I also have to commend Huawei. Ah. Like, cause we were all technology content creators when they started the App Gallery, and we've seen them grow it. We've seen how the Huawei App Store has grown into what it is now. And ang galing, because I see them respond to like what users want and need when it comes to their App Gallery, when it comes to features that talk about like, what do you call that feature? May wish list feature pa nga sila that like you can put in the apps that you want so that eventually, you know, you get to see it. But yeah, like it's come a long way. And again, I'm impressed by that growth. And if anything, that growth is a testament of where like they are planning to bring the whole ecosystem, like everything as a whole.
Share ko lang, ayan na, yung niloloko nyo akong banking apps ko, okay, fine. But, ito dalawang pinaka-importante, nakita nyo to, may Shopee at Lazada ako dito. Look!
Shopping time!
Important din yun. So yan, magna-9-9 na naman. Ayan, victim na naman ako. But yes,
lahat,
I mean...
Lahat naman tayo.
But I just have to say, I'm really pleasantly surprised by the range of apps that are now available. Yes, diba? Ang dami na bigla. Nung una kasi that's parang...
Ganun sa gaming app din.
It's your kid, no? Or ikaw din ba? Gamer ka ba, Liz?
Si Liz, nag-game yan. Nag-game yan si Liz.
Ayan,
magaling yan.
Gaming app.
Competitive. Oh, sakto to, 120Hz yung display. Should help you. I'm cheering you.
And yung toddler ko naglalaro din siya ng, yung toddler ko naglalaro siya ng Minecraft. So, ayun, magaling na. Roblox,
that, I Minecraft. Feel like perfect yan. Perfect yung tablet na yan for that.
So, yun. Pero again, parang I feel I have to mention, although nasabi na rin naman ni Mary kanina, if kami kasi guys, we are not professional artists or what. So ako personally, okay na ako with the MatePad 11. It's perfect for my needs. It checks a lot of things and yung mga requirements ko sa tablet. Pero if gusto niyo talaga bongga kayo sa pag design and all that, yung MatePad 10.6, no, is a better option for professional artists.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, si Mary, pagka gumaling na siya sa pag-sketch niya, makikita niya mag-mate pa 10.6 na yan. Yun, artist na siya.
Siguro yung aso ni Mary, pag yung aso ni Mary, hindi si Mary kasi kinukuha yung pen sa kanya eh.
Kasi para siyang stick, diba? So, parang yung mga dogs, kapag akala may hawak kang pencil or stick, nagpapa-fetch ka. So, akala niya stick siya.
Oh my gosh, ang cute. Okay. Wait, so, I mean, so, Mary, you were telling us about pre-order details of the MatePad?
Yes. So, yes. Actually, no, Isa, today is, what's the date today? Yung pre-order nila is August 6 to 26. So, 20 days yung period. Pero di ko alam if the day that we will be publishing this is aabot pa. But if ever umabot, maybe you guys can also consider pre-ordering kasi sayang yung freebies nila.
Alam mo, always advice ko yan. If you're thinking about buying something and it's just about to be launched, buy it na.
Pre-order.
Because, kasi if you get it via pre-order, you get so much more. Maybe. Like, sobrang So, mag-pre-order ka na lang kesa yung ibang tao kasi what they do is they wait for sales. And it's like, you know, sayang. You pre-order, you get so much value, you get it the earliest possible time versus like waiting for a sale. Next best thing, wait for a sale, probably.
Yes.
This can place up for pre-ordering and it is because you can find material. You can watch Mary's video to make your mind up on it, diba? And then, you know, that's just my big advice because people always ask, saan ka bibili? Ano yung best deal? Ganyan. That's one of the best deals.
For me, though, with or without the freebies that you get to pre-order, it's still it's a solid device. For the price, $26,999, I'd say it's a steal. For everything that you can do with it, for everything that you get, it's a solid device. So, umabot sa pre-order or hindi?
True. True naman.
Pero, But yeah, feeling ko though, I would still really end up getting the pen.
Ako, siguro, mas bet ko yung folio. Pero, mag-pre-order na lang talaga ako para both. Best of both worlds!
So to sum it up, so pretty much, pag pre-order, you get the, I mean, it's 26,999. And then, magkano yung freebies, Mary? 17,000 worth of freebies,
I think,
no?
Yeah, it's around that number. Parang 17,000 to 18,000 pesos.
Hindi, wow. Hindi ala, so hindi kami magma-math, guys. Char! Joke lang!
Yeah.
joke lang.
So there, actually, so to recap talaga, kami, pretty, dami namin pinag-usapan, sorry, madaldal talaga kami people. But, I guess,
no, like, we just get on here and talk about anything. It's really, ang dami nang dinadat na. Welcome to how our conversations really go.
Yes.
We do spend, like, hours and hours talking about just any one device. Ganun talaga kami.
So, but for the MatePad 11, for 26,999, you get to enjoy 120 Hz, na refresh rate, yeah. And then, sa akin, add a little, mag-M-Pen ka na, yung mga ganon, pencil, yeah. it's very useful, it adds more, should I say, It helps you do more with your tablet. And then, syempre, yeah. You get to enjoy the entire ecosystem ng Huawei, which, I must say, they're doing a very good job building.
Correct. Multi-screen collab for the window. Solid.
Ako, Huawei share. I know it's not really new sa dito mismo, but hello, subukan mo kaya mag-we transfer. Ang tagal-tagal mag-download.
Oh my gosh, that's so true though. Tapos kailangan mo pa ng intern. Oh my gosh. Nag-flashback ako sa utak ko sa mga we transfer.
Diba? So yun, it just makes things so much simpler. So, girls, kayo, ano ang masasabi ninyo before, I think we have to wrap up. Oh my gosh, we've been talking for like 40 minutes.
Oh wow, okay.
Mary, ikaw. Ay, sorry, huling, ano, hindi naman huling words, ano ba?
Parting words?
Oh, maalam.
Parting words ba, or yung like favorite, yung pinaka-favorite Huawei feature? Or I think we just talked about it, no? So, sige. Before I say my parting words, ika nga ni Isa, probably my favorite feature on this Huawei MatePad 11, wala siya actually sa na-mention, but it's the chipset. It's the Qualcomm Snapdragon 865, which is the flagship chipset last year. But for the price of 27,000 almost, you get the 865, which is actually very fast and capable, especially for high-end games. So, yun yung pinaka-favorite ko sa kanya, although hindi naman ako gamer. But of course, the overall, it's optimized. Syempre, maganda yung chipset eh. And also, mabilis din. So, mas madaling mag-multitask and combined pa with 6GB of RAM. So, sa mga nanonood and of course, nakikinig sa amin ngayon, hindi nyo narinig yung chipset kasi kanina, but yeah, yun yung chipset niya. So, you might wanna consider it more kung nalaman nyo na maganda and capable ngayon chipset niya. So yeah, yun lang naman yung gusto ko. And of course, everything that Leia said about the MatePad 11. Yeah, thanks so... Sorry guys, hindi ika-cut yun. So namnamin nyo yung pagkakamali ko. Thank you so much, of course, for joining us sa podcast and of course for watching. If you are in YouTube, alam nyo, natutuwa ako if you are in YouTube. Sobrang, ako kasi, I'm a very visual person. Gusto ko nakikinig and nanonood ako lang sabay. So, you might wanna, guys, subscribe on our YouTube channel as well.
Yes! Nag-promote. Para lang tayo nag-uusap-usap, diba?
Oo.
Yun, that's the whole point of this podcast, right? That we are able to talk in a more casual setting and we're able to show a different side of ourselves. And I think tying back to what we were talking about, that's what I like about the MatePad 11 because just like us, very different, I'm gonna say, talented individuals. Syempre, mabubuhay yung bangko, di ba? Just like us, like, there are different things, different selling points on this device. I like that. I like that for me, I always say this, and you will hear me say this time and time and again, devices that I actually like using in my daily life are devices that are parang Goldilocks devices to me. I always say, and this is also the thrust of why I create the content I create, I always say that there are so many things that I need as a creator, as a woman creator, and as a woman creator specific to what I want, and specific to what I want because I'm a woman creator. Like having a portable device that's also powerful, or having a portable device that's also versatile, meaning you have your M-Pen, you have your Folio, you have all these things. It's always the Goldilocks devices that I end up having and needing and always using. And to me, I feel like this MatePad is also one of those devices. You have so much power in a little package that you can just modify depending on your use cases. And if you're someone like me who wants something like that, I always say, kailangan kaya kong bitbitin. Kailangan kaya kong i-customize, right? But then kailangan kaya niya rin yung kailangan ko. If you're someone like that, this is probably something that you might want to check out depending on your different use cases. As you see naman, these are four different use cases and we obviously have different uses for them, and yet it all really works, and that's a testament to how versatile it is. So yeah, that's it for me. I mean, end of day, we're just, you know, sharing the good news. Check it out. It's something that's worked for us. And yeah, that's it for me. How about you, Liz?
Yun na, same. Sabi na natin. Yes. Sabi nila natin.
Sorry.
But you're looking for a reasonable price na MatePad. Well, go for it na, guys. Kasi as you heard a while ago, 'di ba? Maganda siya, mayroon siyang magandang display, and even the design, 'di ba? Lightweight din siya. And of course, very useful siya, especially if, yun na nga, same sa situation ko na mom ka, hands-on mom, eh, kailangan mo rin ng mga ganitong klaseng gadget na makatulong sa'yo para mas easy na lang, like, sa mga anak mo, or kung marami kang anak, makatulong sa'yo.
Marami kang aso! Aso rin, like Mary, ayan, no, tuwang-tuwa nga yung doggies niya.
Kinagat na yung kot. Yung pencil. But anyway, yes, very useful siya, guys. Kaya, kung, yun na nga, kung magdagahanap kayo ng reasonable price na MatePad, so go for it na. Grab nyo na, guys. Ayan.
See na. Bayaran nyo, ha? Huwag nyo lang i-grab.
Ay, oo nga naman. Oo nga naman, guys. Pre-order and sale details in the description.
Yes. I guess for me, to wrap it up, it's that if there's one thing I took from this conversation, it's that every woman is multifaceted. In my case nga, we're all content creators, but in my case, I'm a business person, Liz is a mom, see Mary is a jewelry curator, I was about to say connoisseur, see Isa is is a journalist, pero sa totoo lang, hindi lang naman kami yun. In my case, I'm also a wife, I'm a doggy mommy, marami yan, there are different hats we wear every single day. Sometimes you have to wear it simultaneously, ang taas-taas na ng mga hats na sinusuot namin sa ulo. We need a device that can cope with the changing demands of each of the roles that we play. And ako, particularly, I am budget conscious, as in alam ko bawat piso na lumalabas sa akin. This one, I can say, is very, it's a sulit device in the sense na for $26,999, you get so much value from it. So, it's, ako, I would give it my stamp of, if that means anything at all, as a woman creator, as a woman, a business person, na it really does make life easier. So, yon. Actually, guys, again, we are over time, but that is expected. Alam mo, kalimutan na nga yung 30 minutes na yan, hindi naman nangyayari. So, we want to thank you for being with us on this episode of What Women Want in Tech, where we talked about how we need dependable gadgets para maging independent women kami. And please follow us on social media, that's What Women Want in Tech. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, of course. And please follow our individual channels. I'm Leia of Unbox PH. Please visit our website. Isa?
So I am Isa Does Tech on YouTube and Isa Does _ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Mary?
Yeah, and you can search Mary Bautista on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and of course, Facebook.
And yeah. Liz?
Liz of Liz Tech YouTube, Liz Tech FB page, and I am Liz Gatiza in Instagram.
So then, thank you everybody. Yes. Stay
thank
safe
so
and
much.
We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
See you.